This is KUT. Austin City Council members are considering regulations for ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft. If passed, the city would collect fees from these companies and also impose fingerprint-based background checks on the drivers. On Thursday, Uber launched a campaign against the council member who initiated these regulations. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
When you open the Uber app on your phone, there's a sliding bar at the bottom. It lets you choose between types of rides, like Uber XL, which will send you a large car, or Lux, for riders who only want the fanciest cars. If you opened the Uber app yesterday, you might have noticed another option among those, Kitchen. Not named for the room in your house, but council member and Kitchen.
When you open it up, no cars are available right now, and you'd see what life was like before Uber in Austin.
Chris Nikutis is the general manager of Uber Texas. He says the ride-sharing requirements proposed by Kitchen will push Uber out of Austin.
These rules are not about getting rid of Uber.
Kitchen responded to Uber's campaign Thursday.
The fact that a corporation is attacking the council because they don't want to comply with safety rules is disgraceful.
Kitchen says fingerprint-based background checks ensure a thorough assessment of a potential driver's criminal history. Uber says its internal background checks are just fine. Background check and fee requirements for ride-sharing companies will be heard by the city's mobility committee on November 16th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.